May I get all of our kids and our young people, and I guess the young at heart, right up here by the foot of the Saleya, please?
Good morning, bud.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Today is a beautiful, blessed feast day. Who can tell me what we're celebrating today?
Lazarus.
And we're celebrating what about Lazarus? He was resurrected from the dead by who?
Jesus.
By Jesus. That's right. I know. Lazarus has a feast day today, doesn't he? We'll sing God Grant You Many Years to him later on. Do you know that we have been taught by the scriptures that Jesus considered Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary to be his very close friends? He would go and spend time at their house every time that he would go up towards Jerusalem. And just like much of his ministry was spent living when he was back home, let's say, living in the house of St. Peter and his wife and his mother-in-law and family, when he was close to Jerusalem, he spent a lot of time living with Lazarus and Martha and Mary. Didn't know that? Well, now you guys do. Now you know that. Sometimes we don't necessarily remember or think about the fact that with all the miracles that Jesus did all of the time, including the resurrection of Lazarus, that he was a man as well as God. And he would sit with people who were like us, families, husbands and wives, kids, single individuals, and eat real food with them and have real conversations with them. And listen to the things that they said about their life, the things that they were inspired by, curious about, interested in, afraid of, hopeful for. He would listen to them. He would talk with them. He would bless them. He would be their friend. And we know from the gospel today that when they suffered, when they were sick, when they died, it hurt him too. He suffered with them. And we hear in our gospel today that he did what?
He
did do that. He did do that. But what did he do before he resurrected Lazarus? He wept. Exactly. He did that because he considered Lazarus to be his friend. And he considers each and every one of us to be his friend as well. He wants each one of us to be his friend. He wants you to be able to go to him anytime and be able to pray to him and tell him about the things that you care about and the things that you are afraid of and the things that you suffer from. So if you are sick, what should you do?
Pray.
If you are happy, what should you do?
Pray.
If you are confused, what should you do? If you're angry about something, what should you do? If you're excited and happy and dancing up and down and doing somersaults, what should you do? If you're being crazy and stuff like that, what should you do? What should you do as much as you possibly can all of the time? Why? Because why? Because two answers. What was yours? Because God is interested. And what was yours? And because it's holy. God is interested because he's Jesus, and Jesus is interested in us and wants to make us holy too, right?
And
he wants to make us saints. He wants to give us life. That's why he resurrected Lazarus from the dead, because he wanted him to be alive. And so you know what he said that brought Lazarus out of the tomb? Lazarus, come forth. Everybody say that with me.
Lazarus come forth.
Say it again. Lazarus, come forth. One more time. Lazarus, come forth. All you adults, you say it. Lazarus, come forth. Come forth from what? From the tomb. Do we live in a tomb?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Adults, do we live in a tomb?
Yes.
All right. Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Do you hear the adults and they said they live in a tomb?
Yes.
Are you guys going to become adults?
Yes.
Are you going to live in a tomb?
Yes.
Do you ever get angry?
Yes.
Could anger be a tomb?
Yes.
Do you feel like you're really alive and happy and joyful and thankful when you're angry?
No.
When you're confused, could that be a tomb?
Yes.
No? Do you see how easy it is to get confused? Is confusion maybe a tomb because then we don't know how we should feel?
I don't always either.
Yeah, these are all tombs. And when you hear all the adults speak with one loud, very confident voice that we live in a tomb, then you know how important it is for us to hear the words of Christ. Not only Lazarus, come forth, but Father Matthew, come forth. Hannah, come forth. Every one of us to come forth from whatever the tomb might be that we are in. Now, I know that that might seem like a little bit abstract to some of us. You know, it's like, well, I mean, you're talking about coming forth from a tomb. It's a metaphor. I understand that. But I want you to think about it this way. When you are confused, or when you are angry, or when you are scared, or when you are not happy because you didn't get your way about something, or somebody hurt you or whatever, this is what I want you to do. We're going to do it right now. Close your eyes. I have my eyes closed, so I can't tell. Do you guys have your eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you with your mind to think about where your heart is. Are we doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where your heart is where Christ, who is your friend, is at. I want you to use your mind and think about and try to see Christ with your heart, in your heart. Do you see him? Do you have the idea at least that he is there in your heart?
Yes.
All right. I want you to listen. Prayer is mostly about him, us listening to him. I want you to listen to him saying to you, I am your friend. Do you hear that?
Yes.
And I want you to hear him say, whatever your name might be, come forth.
Come forth.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
Is that voice in there faint or really loud for you?
Loud.
Good. Sometimes it is loud, sometimes it is faint, but it is always there. And if we don't hear it, it is because we have stopped listening, not because he has stopped telling us, come forth. Lazarus and the resurrection that Christ practices with him is confirmation as we sing that every single one of us will be resurrected from the dead, just like Lazarus, just like Christ himself.
Which is on
April 12th. What's that?
April 12th.
Which is on April 12th this year. And because of that, we have the wonderful, joyful possibility of going into our heart, trying to find the presence of Christ, and listen to what he says to us, so that we are able to come forth from whatever it is that is confusing us or hurting us. Whatever that is not life in our heart. Does that make some sense?
Maybe.
It's hard. You know how we know it's hard? Because when we hear the voice of all of the adults, we know that it is easy to lose it over time. So you have to practice starting today. You have to practice this every day as much as you can. And all of us older people like me, even though I'm a priest, I lose that. I have to recall it. I have to remember it. I have to regain it. So keep me in your prayers. Keep all of us in our prayers. And all of us adults, don't lose hope. Don't be despairing and despondent, because every day is a new day. Every day is the day of resurrection. And there is nothing in our life that so constrains us that the voice of God cannot penetrate it. It is always there. And we also have to at least remember that that voice is the voice for us to listen to, so that we stop, even if we think we are drowning, because we know that that voice is what is going to save us. And we too will, what? Louder?
Let us come forth!
So here's what I want you to do.
Let us come forth!
Yeah, I want you, we're not going to say, Lazarus, come forth. It's going to be a little bit noisy. adults and kids, all of us together, when we say, come forth, instead of saying, Lazarus, come forth, I want us all to say our own name. Okay. Can we do that? Does that make sense, those instructions? All right, are you ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Father Matthew, come forth. That is the voice of Christ to us. And that is why we have a feast day today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Forgive me.